Did fireplaces have a place up above them where you could put pictures or something like that?
Put a clock, mantelpiece, yeah. Yeah, that's a wooden piece, I think. They varied in size depending on what the folks wanted, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of them was 6 inches, 8, 12. We kept a Seth Thomas clock on each of our mantelpieces.
And what kind of clock was that?
Seth Thomas.
Is that the brand name or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was struck. On the half hour, and then the hour would strike, you know, like it's 7 o'clock, it strikes 7 times. And of course, on the half hour, it'd just be one time.
I see. Well, you know these things that you had inside the fireplace that you laid the wood across?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what people called those?
Andards. They're real expensive now.
Hmm. Well, what were they made out of? Was it cast iron or?
Yeah, most of them was cast iron. The last, you know, after 1918, then some steel ones started coming in. They didn't last as well as you cast on.
Mm-hmm.
Steel will take the heat that you cast on.
Ever heard of them called anything but hand iron?
Yeah, some kind of dog.
Is it fire dog?
May have been, but I remember this, they called them some kind of dogs.
Mm. Well, when you burned a lot of wood in the fireplace before too long, wouldn't you get this black substance forming on the inside of the fireplace?
You mean that carbon? It'd be up in the chimney.
Did people have a name for that, or do they call it carbon?
They called it soot.
Did that have to be removed every now and then?
Yeah, every now and then it burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, back in the old country, well, they had the chimney sweepers, you know. Clean that out. Never did around here.
Mm-hmm.
Most people get up on the house with a long pole, punch it down through there and clean the stuff out.
Did you ever hear of anybody having trouble when they tried to clean that out, maybe accidentally starting a fire? I've heard that stuff was kind of burning. Shoot out all over the place sometimes.
Yeah, but now that's when your chimney would burn out. And it would, of course, back then, most of the houses was roofed with what they call boards, roofing boards. They were about so wide and about 2 feet long. And, of course, around here, most of them would be cypress. They'd catch fire, just suddenly boil out. And it would sound so like a cyclone when your chimney burned out, you know, because it's drawing that air.
People kind of knew what was going on then, I guess.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah. you could